If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
You're listening to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. HighSocietyRadio.co. Twitter account, HS Radio Show. At HS Radio Show. Instagram account, High Society Radio. I'm one of your hosts, Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
And there's no Chris from Brooklyn. Surprise, surprise.
I heard he was on that Delta flight that didn't fucking make it too well.
Oh, wow, really?
What a loser.
For those of you who don't know, a Delta flight skidded off the runway in LaGuardia.
Like, it ain't really a tough story, though. It's not like you landed in the Hudson or some shit. Your shit skidded a little bit. Sometimes the brakes don't work, dog.
You think if you were the pilot, would you just said, screw it, I'm still flying?
Nah, because you're going to run out of fuel. I would have just let that shit go. Like, yo, wherever it lands, that's where we shall fucking stand, dude.
I don't even know what that means.
You gotta go with it, son. They throw you a fucking snowball, you gotta run with that shit.
You're not making any sense, Johnny.
One of the Giants was on there. The tight end.
Oh, Larry Donnell.
Yeah, yeah. He had a good fantasy here.
Do you think he's going to get a Super Bowl ring next year? Because that's what the big that's what the theory is, that the Giants will win the Super Bowl next year and they will beat the
Patriots.
They gotta
improve their defense, man. I don't think so though. That defense doesn't scare me.
You improve your defense.
Yo, the Bears will be all right, so we're going to draft us a nice at number six. My
You're
man,
smoking
Vic
crack cocaine.
Dude, we just need the linebacker and everything to fall into place. Look, we're that good, we just need the linebacker.
Now,
I'm
that,
telling you.
Now that Chris isn't here,
yeah.
We can finally talk about the things we want to talk about, which is libertarianism.
Yeah, fuck it.
Because we just don't talk about it on purpose when he's here. Screw them. No, you can replace that with football or sports.
Yeah.
Well, Johnny, there was a Giants story earlier this week about the Eagles.
Yeah, that they were doing the same shit from back in the day when they went after Ricky Williams, though. Remember that?
No, I don't remember that
like,
at all.
Like, Ditka fucking gave up mad future picks for the Redskins, I think, number one or a low number. It was in, like, top three.
Well, the thing is, the Eagles traded LeSean McCoy to the Bills straight up for Kiko Alonso, middle linebacker.
I didn't think that was a bad deal, though.
Well, the kid hasn't been healthy. He has two busted up ACLs. I mean, who knows? The kid was, when he was healthy, he's a badass.
He's a bad motherfucker.
But so they traded LeSean McCoy, who's 26 years old, and led the league in yards from scrimmage, what, two seasons ago?
Yeah, but it's not a running back league anymore. Like, running backs are replaceable. Like, to the point where Seattle earlier this season was talking about letting fucking Marshawn walk.
If you had a child, would you, and the kid had to go in the NFL, would you tell, what position would you tell him to play?
The way the offenses look now, I'd say tight end.
Wow.
I think tight end. Quarterback, that's too much pressure. Tight end.
Now, what if your kid was only like 5'4"? Like this, I mean, you can't be a tight end. You can't be a tight end. I'm just saying.
I guess kick returner, you're going to be the best kick returner they've ever seen.
Or maybe like a Wes Welker type.
Nah, Wes Welker, that career is about done.
I'm saying he had a good career up until then.
He should have not left Tom Brady, son.
He's lost in a bunch of Super Bowls.
I know Giselle got in that ass, but damn, homie, you got to walk that off.
Yeah, Giselle Bundchen made him feel like a real bitch.
Yeah, and then he left to Denver. where their quarterback just took a $4 million fucking break.
You like that? You like that Peyton Manning's going broke now just to stay in the Super Bowl?
He ain't really. He got that Papa John's money, son. Nah, he's franchising it up.
You know what the weird part is? He pays Papa John's to be
Shut up. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, look it up, dude.
Is
look
the pizza
the
that fucking good?
Yeah, it is. Have you had it?
I haven't had it in a while. Once I found out they wasn't with Obamacare.
All I do is just drink that garlic sauce.
Yeah, that shit
I
is
guess
good.
No homo.
I like their banana peppers. Them shits is alright, son. I was like, damn, it's quite a pepper.
I've never ate one of their banana peppers.
Shits is awesome, son. You
gotta
get
that
real deal.
Because I'm a
real
man. Unlike you, Bronx Johnny.
Nah,
so yeah, that happened with the Eagles. Then everyone started to say that Chip Kelly is attempting to trade up for the
Mariota.
Oregon quarterback, Mariota.
Yeah.
And why he's trading to the Bucks, right?
Yeah, but the shit that doesn't make sense to me, right? A.
Say it to me, Johnny.
They're saying he wants to give up rounds 1, 2, and 3 this year, 2 and 3
the
following.
Of the Eagles picks.
Yeah. 2 and 3 the following year, and 3 for their 1 and Mike Evans. I like Mike Evans. He fucking saved my ass this year fantasy, but that's like Ricky Williams' obscenity right there. That's crazy. Like, I get
so,
he.
Hold on. They give up 6 draft picks?
Total.
For the number one
draft
pick this year.
Well, and Nick Foles. I forgot. And Nick Foles.
Well, if they take a Mariota, Nick Foles is fucking done for.
Yeah, but how the fuck do you know he's quite. Like, I get he knows the offense, but it's not NFL offense fucking, you know?
Well, he's.
He doesn't know the speed of the game.
Chip Kelly's always said, I mean, this is the popular theory that he doesn't care who his players are.
Mm-hmm.
He believes in his schemes and that his offensive schemes will, doesn't matter who's playing in them, that they're going to do well. That it just doesn't matter.
Mm.
What do you say to that?
I'm not I don't subscribe to that just because a lot of his guys get like fucking ankle and other shit injuries in their fucking legs, in their lower leg regions. Like, they're not ready to run because he runs that offense in practice. I get why you do it to get your timing down, but you can't run that shit 24/7. You have to slow it down.
Why not, dude? Chip Kelly has 14 Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, all right. But, like, if you up, like, by 21 in the fourth, you can't run that. That's not realistic to run that kind of offense.
No, dude, look at Belichick. He'll run the score up. He don't care.
Well, no, he'll run the score up, but he'll have his subs in there at that point. This dude does. I don't think he can run a slow offense. You got Shady McCoy. Shady stuff.
Not anymore,
brah. Not now. I kind of like Buffalo, bro.
He's a goddamn Bill.
Buffalo's looking like the early fucking Cowboys back in the day.
I also heard that that Shady might actually just be like, screw you, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to Buffalo.
You can't negate a trade. I don't think he has a no trade clause. It ain't baseball, right?
I think he'll put up a big enough stake so that the Bills will have to get rid of him to someone else.
That's a bitch move, though.
Well, you know, I mean, how often does like a big trade even happen? A player for player trade? Like,
in the NFL, not much.
Like,
usually,
it never happens. So it's so weird that the news drop.
The free agent joint is a little bit bigger. You get more action on free agents because you got to cut your guys for salary cap reasons and shit.
Yeah.
Like Palomalu's on his way out in Steeler country.
That's right. Good riddance, right?
That guy
was a bum.
Come on, man.
That guy was a bum.
He's one of their better ones. He's not. I don't think he's an all-time great, but he was different for what he did. He was
James,
a linebacker.
James Harrison was a Steeler last year. Is he still on the team or did he retire?
I thought he went to the Bengals, no? He came back from the Bengals?
Yeah, he came back from the Bengals. Know your shit, Johnny. I thought you were supposed to be a fantastic fantasy football player.
James Harrison ain't got no effect on me, Daddy.
God damn it.
I'll never pick up the Bengals or Steelers defenses.
Makes me sad. You're listening to I Society Radio at HS Radio Show on Twitter. John, you were telling me right before we started recording, you were rocking Tad Steaks.
Fuck yeah, son. You got to. Every once in a while, you get that fat income tax money. You got to fucking live
it
up.
Oh, that's what
bit.
You're spending your income tax cash on? I still haven't done my income
taxes. Well, I'm waiting for it to come in, but it's like a pre-bonus to me.
All right, so you're...
It's my signing bonus.
Like, the money's coming. Yeah. Might as well start spending.
Son, I had me the ill shit, too, for like $27.95, dog.
What?
I had a baked potato.
Well, hold on. This Tad Steaks dinner cost you $28 before... Tax?
After tax. It was baked potato, salad, fucking a steak, a cowboy steak, which is boneless, barbecue chicken, barbecue ribs, and a beer. That's a pretty sweet deal. I didn't need dessert. I'm not greedy, son.
How are you not in the bathroom right now?
Dude, I was in the bathroom before I came in. Don't bring that up because my fucking guts are bubbling right now, but...
Are you going to be able to last through this podcast?
I'm not going
to
make the train ride, I'll tell you that.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to be going in between cars like a gentleman, not looking anybody in the fucking eye.
I mean, that's a lot of food you ate. You had ribs, chicken, steak, beer, mashed potato, and, of course, a side salad.
It sounds like a lot, but they give you healthy portions in that side. And I didn't eat the skin on the chicken because I'm trying to eat healthy, bro. So no skin on that chicken.
So what you're saying is you had three tiny portions of not very good meats.
Not portion. They're respectable. I got filled up, and I'm going to shit my brains out later, so I'm going to lose weight on top of it.
Show me what the size of the steak with just your hands. Show me the size of the steak.
It was about yay big.
All right.
And it's boneless. It's not bad. The ribs was all right. Well, the ribs kind of freaked me out. It was just like a pork log with bones in it. It was very weird.
Yeah, dude. Ted's Steak is known for sourcing the best meats.
Best ribs.
As far as I know, I haven't really looked into it.
I've been in kind of a rut, and when shit goes like that, because best ribs I've had lately is motherfucking like Applebee's. Because they have like some different kind
of
bones.
Why eat at Applebee's, bro?
Yo, it's cheap as shit. 2 for $20, dog.
Oh, wait. Is Applebee's the one where now you can get unlimited apps?
No, I think that's TGIF.
All right. See, the great thing about TGIF was, now the great thing now is they used to have unlimited apps, but you can only get one type of app. So it's like you go in there like, I want unlimited apps. So you just pick which app you want. So if it's like mozzarella sticks, then you can only have unlimited mozzarella sticks.
So you don't know how to play the game, man.
Now you can change it up every app order.
Oh, wow, that's dangerous, though.
That's why I think we should go there right after this.
I can't do that.
Let's get unlimited apps for $10 or whatever it is.
Please don't. Please don't.
We get a couple of Coors Lights.
Coors Lights?
We get some fucking mozzarella sticks.
You change, bro.
We get some jalapeno poppers.
I hate jalapeno poppers.
Why?
This shit's is nasty. You say it's got like cream cheese and fucking breadcrumbs on it.
It's delicious.
Nah, man.
You don't like when a fucking jalapeno's been popped.
I hate jalapenos. They made me fart like a motherfucker.
That's disgusting, Johnny.
I fart for like 3 days, dog.
Sounds like you're just going to lose all your bowels.
That shit kills my liver. But yeah, no. The Tad Steak, shout out to Tad Steak.
You're not saying anything nice about.
One of the listeners recommended High Society Dinner Night at Tad Steak's.
Yeah, I would go to that.
We should do that, dude. Like, they got 22s. They didn't have 22s this time. And they pointed
out. The last
time
we went, which was a long time ago.
It's about 3 years ago, but, you know, who's keeping count?
Wow, I guess you are. I couldn't have told you. It could have been 2 months or 3 years.
You
matter.
Bastard. It was a special day, man.
My memory is so shot that I just consider everything happened. Yeah, a few months ago or a few weeks ago. Nothing has happened in the past. Nothing has happened before the last year.
Shit.
It's like 3 months ago. This crazy shit happened. Chris, you're talking about graduating high school. Yeah, I graduated high school about 4 months ago. I've gotten a lot of stuff done this long summer vacation I'm taking.
It's a forever summer vacation.
It's great. Mm. Bronx Johnny, taking a look at his surroundings.
I got to look out the window every once in a while. Bitches in this neighborhood ain't too bad.
All right, buddy.
I'm not whistling nothing. I'm being a gentleman about it.
So, we have to go back to Outback Steakhouse soon because it's been like, what, 2 months since we've
been on? Dude, I can't do it. I got to be like this Tad shit was like me spoiling myself. I got to like be really legit on this.
You got
Tad
all that
shit.
Tax money coming.
Yeah, but I want to spend it. I want to get me a 4K TV, dog.
Don't get a 4K TV.
Why not?
You're not. There's nothing in 4K. Who gives a shit about 4K?
But when the shit is there, I'm already ready, dog. Like, the prices is rock bottom right now. When they finally get 4K, you're spending like 4K on the 4K. Do the math.
You're being very silly. You're not being practical. Speaking of what, have you seen any of that 60 frame per second porn?
I've heard of
60
it.
60 FPS?
I have no fucking patience for it.
What do you mean you have no patience for it?
It doesn't look the same. Like, I'm used to watching my shit in high quality, man. Pornhub is spoiling
me. It's super high quality, 60 frames per second.
The 1080p shit was the best you could do.
No, this is something totally different, dude. It's 60 frames per second. So it means it's like ultra fucking realistic. It's super, super, super high def.
Mm. Like, do you see more shit than you'd want to, though?
No.
You don't see no ingrown hairs on a dick or nothing like that?
You could if there was one on the penis, but I'm not staring at the penis just like, oh, man, this vagina's ruining this. Why can't I just see two dicks playing with each other?
You don't want to see that.
Don't we, though?
I don't. Well, there's a market for it.
Oh, wait, no, we don't. Yeah, good point.
There's a market for it, but it ain't my market.
I bet it isn't.
Mm-mm.
So whenever Tax. When's the last day for taxes? April 15th?
Yeah, that's what they say.
I usually do that. That's when I file my taxes. April 15th around 8 in the morning.
Mess, bro. Like, take care of that shit early, dog.
I don't know.
You know, you can get your shit done for free. You don't make that much where you just can't go get it done for free.
Really?
You got to get it from a college student, but, it's, you know, you get it done.
Yeah, that sounds like a college student will also be like, hey, I can help you cheat on your taxes.
Nah, you don't want to.
And
do
I'm
it.
A college student, so you just blame it on me if things get screwed up. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, bro. That's what I'm talking about.
That's a viable
this
shit.
This is the first time I've filed my taxes in 8 years. Looks like me and you are going to be making a lot of money. I got 17 kids, bro.
Yeah, you got a lot for fucking kids, man.
Hell yeah.
It's like, damn, it's like a black market.
I claimed you. I claimed you, Bronx Johnny.
I'm young enough, bro. I got that baby face.
Yeah, I just put a picture of you in my fucking tax returns. Like, yeah, this guy lives with me. I take care of all his shit.
Hell yeah. Damn, son.
Chris, his chick, they're all living with me. Everyone's fucking living with me, bro. It's great. You know how much money? It's like I'm getting a second salary now.
What's the dumbest shit you ever blew your tax return money on, though?
I remember 1 year I got a tax return. I just went out and immediately bought a PlayStation 2 and Grand Theft Auto. I'm going to guess 4 or San Andreas. Which was the one before San Andreas?
PlayStation 2. Vice City?
I think it was Vice City.
Was that PS2? Nah, that wasn't, I think that was PS3, man.
Really?
Vice City? Yo, you old dog. Oh, shit, son.
Which one are they up to now?
GTA 5.
See, I'd like to. I don't have any new systems.
Yo, you got to get your PS4, bro. You got to live a little bit.
I don't know, dude.
Take that tax return and invest in a PS4.
But I remember just like spent all of it. Like, I was like, I think I was a freshman in college.
And you
I
just
was like,
wife.
I really want a new PlayStation. And so then I just went to the fucking game store, bought a PlayStation and Grand Theft Auto. And I'm like, well, all that money's gone. Guess I'll get high and play some Grand Theft Auto.
Did you enjoy it, though?
Yeah, I enjoyed
the shit out
of it.
So that's what fucking counts, man. You got to enjoy your money.
How about you? Besides this Ted Stakes debacle.
Oh, my God, son. I think I bought the Yankee tickets. When the stadium first opened, I got Yankee tickets to watch CC pitch.
Yeah.
I got 2 tickets to the fucking, like, it was in the first row section. Uh-huh. By, like, the first baseline.
Yeah.
And I went with my boy, and he ended up getting kicked out. I fucking stood, though. Them fucking tickets was not cheap. I'll let you. I'll get you at the end of the game. You'll be all right, son.
Damn, yo. That sucks.
Fuck him. Why are you going to act up? We in the fucking.
How was he acting?
He was pretty belligerent.
He what
pre-gamed
was he
a little bit harder than. Yo, he threw up in the fucking aisle. Once you see you throw up, you're leaving.
All right, that's a bit much.
You can't do that.
You hang out with some people who like to get messed up, don't you?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, though. You only live once, right? How much of that shit do you want to be sober for?
I don't know, most of it, I guess. So
nah, you don't
want to
be sober
what's
the whole
happening?
Life.
So you know what's happening around you?
Yeah.
You think, like, rich people, like, successful people go to business just going, like, all right, I got my fucking tax return. Time to piss it away immediately.
They don't get tax returns, though. They fucking pay back. They didn't ever get, they don't, I don't think
what
they get
what are you talking
money,
about?
Man.
The fucking giant companies don't pay taxes?
Well, giant companies, but not, like, rich individuals. Like, I don't think Richard Branson
Romney
just
paid dick in taxes. I remember the liberal media told me all about that during the election.
Well, because he's Mormon. Mormons don't pay no tax, right? Because they got all them bitches. No?
Only one of them counts as a wife.
Oh, shit. That's some gangster shit, though. I like that.
Yeah.
So, like, do you write them off as kids to other wives?
I don't think you can.
Oh, wow. That
yeah, because I learned this from that TV show, Sister Wives.
Sister Wives.
That dude. I think it's on the Learning
Channel.
Oh,
yeah.
That
the hippie
has,
dude. The blonde dude?
Yeah, who has 4 wives.
Yes, son.
He just, like, divorced his bottom bitch to marry another broad to make, like, her kids from another father.
Legit
his kids. Very strange. Know.
I've always thought that's like a weird dichotomy right there. Like just all that bullshit.
I don't know. The guy has like at least at one point he had like
Like do you ever think they do that though just so they don't cheat?
No idea.
That's a weird fucking like I guess
the guy, it doesn't seem like the guy's just having constant group sex. Like he like literally spends like some nights with one wife and then other nights with the other.
That's realistic though. Like you're not doing it to have an orgy. You want the experience of marriage just with a bunch of other people.
Yes.
I don't know.
I mean, what I don't get is like all the goddamn kids. He has like 20 some. Like that would just be like.
You
this
think
is,
he's
this
like pruning
stupid.
Them?
What do you mean?
Like, till when they get older
no,
and he's like, married.
Johnny, stop.
Oh, because Woody Allen didn't do that, son? I'm just randomly throwing shit out that's never happened?
Johnny, man.
Some of these predators just buy kids and just fucking grow them and like
predator like fucking from another planet predator.
Kind of, they can disappear like the motherfuckers.
With the
and
three
shit.
Red lasers and blow your brains out.
What's that, gonorrhea? Is that like cold word for gonorrhea?
No, dude, I'm talking about Predator, the movie, Jesse Ventura. Why don't you ever fucking pay attention to anything I'm saying? I feel like I'm just talking to a blank wall. It's awful.
So you still like, you like the Learning Channel show? Like, they have one with midgets that kind of freaks me out.
I never watch those shows.
There's one, too, where, like, it's, like, really heavy motherfuckers. Like, I lost 1,200 pounds.
Yeah, that's what, that's like their bread and butter, giant fat people.
Like, the half-ton man and whatnot.
I feel bad for them. Like, their family's fucked up, too, because how you let somebody get that size, man?
Oh, no, it's pretty crazy. And where they're just, like, bedridden, where they can't...
they get bed sores... And it's like, what the fuck, man?
Well, no,
like,
you got to wash them. You got to wash them up. You gotta,
fucking rag on the stick, dog.
Rag on the stick. Simpsons put it best.
Shit, man. There was one dude, like, he had such excess skin. It looked like he looked like a boiled chicken and shit. Like, when the chicken
that's creepy,
steak,
the
man.
Excess skin stuff. That's pretty
like,
nasty.
Damn. I guess you could use that, though, for, like, burn victims, right? If you want to be, like, giving about
it's
the
not
shit.
A bad idea, actually. Yeah. It's like we can fucking... You're burnt on 75% of your body, but we have a shut-in. Who's getting a lot of fat sucked out of them. So we're going to have a lot of skin. Now,
wear that shit like a cape, but a tight-fitting cape.
We can wrap most of your body in his newly rendered skin, but you're going to have a lot of cellulite on it. There's going to be stretch marks. But they're probably going to call you stretchy when they see you around.
You
got
to take that shit, son. Shit, I got stretch marks. I ain't ashamed of that. I just wear a T-shirt when I go in the water.
Would you rather be stretchy or Bernie? That's what you have to think about yourself right now.
Would you like to feel salt water, or would you like it to fucking burn?
Huh? What do you think? Come on. No? Good riddance to you. Kick him out of the hyperbolic chamber.
Oh, man.
Or whatever it is they put burn
victims I think
in.
They do put them in the hyperbolic. I've seen that at Hannibal, so I think that's true.
Horrifying, huh?
The chamber? No, my aunt went through it. It's actually pretty good. I believe in that shit, man.
I know it works, and it's fucking helps people heal. I'm just saying it's horrible that you have to be in that situation.
In a chamber, yeah, but like it's not just for burn. It's like any kind of like wounds. It increases your wound.
Your
like
healing factor?
Yeah,
like
man,
Wolverine.
Like, yeah, son, it's just like motherfucking Wolverine. Okay, it's like good. A Canadian doctor behind the glass with
all
an
right.
Asian bitch.
Okay, that makes sense. No, it doesn't. Remember the first time I saw one of those things? It was in Mad Max, the original Mad Max. When
I don't even remember that.
Oh, my God. It's like when his, I think it was like his partner or whatever, got all messed up by one of the gangs, and they put they had to put his boy in a hyperbolic chamber because he got like burned all
burned
up.
Shit.
It was like,
I don't remember that part at all.
You gotta rewatch the first Mad Max. It's actually pretty damn good. Everyone, I mean, the second one's the best one, Road Warrior. But the first
yeah,
one
that's
is,
the one
is
I
pretty
remember.
Good.
But are you didn't have it in 4K already? I'm gonna need that.
Stop it! Don't get a goddamn. If you get a 4K television, I'm gonna be really pissed.
I'll give you my smart TV, dog. I know you need that shit, daddy.
I guess if you're just gonna give me a television.
I'm not greedy, dog.
I guess it makes it better for me.
They call me Pablo Escobar. I'm not greedy, son.
You heard that one of the Mexican cartel guys, the leader of the Zetas, got captured?
That took a while. Yo, those dudes are good, though, because it takes, like, over 10 years to get them.
Well, now that guy's captured, I think the drug problem is under control now.
Of course, it always is.
I don't know how anyone's going to get any cocaine.
No, but they stopped that shit. You get one guy, it all falls apart. Like, it's not like it's a cartel or anything. Like, well, you have different houses to deal
with. It's so
with
ridiculous.
Shit.
Like, oh, yeah, we got the head of the cartel, and there's going to be another guy. I mean, there'll be a...
There's literally the dude that sits next to him just moves up. It's like Spectre from, like, James Bond and shit. It's just like another dude waiting.
It's really weird. I mean, how the hell will they... I mean, Mexico just seems so screwed over. Like, how will they ever stop the cartels from...
They don't want to, though. Even if they want
why
to, I don't think
they want to. If people's fucking heads are getting cut off every
no, no, no.
day
all
in
right.
Mexico. There's
that's
just entire goddamn school, dozens of school children are getting murdered.
That's school children. They were college students. So we'll make it sound worse than what it was, one. Two, you know how many people get money off of that drug trade? There's a lot of towns that would be under, they'd be ghost towns without the drug money, man.
And there are fucking ghost towns with just people who have been murdered because they were fucking...
They bring other people in, man. Like it's like when you get a new mayor, right? They bring in a new staff. That's the same shit, dog. They just bring in a new
You're
staff.
You're talking very crazy again.
It's true, though.
I just wish you'd get a handle on sanity for once.
Yo, did you catch the Vice special? Fighting cancer?
No, I didn't.
That shit
I
was
started it, but
fantastic.
I was like, oh, this is depressing. I don't want to see cancer kids.
Oh, dude, you're fucking crazy.
Tell me about it.
Yo, they...
Because Vice is premiering tonight, actually, on HBO.
Yeah, no, dude, they're doing some miraculous shit. I like the shit they're doing because they're using, like, measles and shit like that to fight the fucking cancers.
All right, so what did they do in the special? Because I kept seeing ads for it, like Vice's special...
Well, I got a little confused with the fact that I think they mixed the cancer, specific cancer with the measles.
Pop Rocks?
Oh. I don't. Well, they mixed them up to a point where, like, a lady's tumor was gone within, like, it seemed in a matter of weeks. Like, she had a fucking knot in her head. It fucking bored through her skull, so there was a hole in the skull from the fucking tumor. They injected it into that area. It was a guy, actually. They injected it into the guy's fucking skull. And the shit was gone within like 4 to 6 weeks. It felt like that. It could have been a couple months. But like within a year, everybody that's done that, well, not 90%. It was a high fucking percentage. They were in like the fucking clear. They were in like, there wasn't even, there was no cancer. And that shit was pretty cool. What pissed me off was.
Is it working with other people's cancers?
Yeah, man. Like it was specific kinds. They haven't really tested it on prostate and other shit like that.
Uh-huh.
Like breasts, I don't think. But. Like, they did, I think, with one lady, it looked like they did ovarian cancer from the fucking diagram, because it was down in that area.
Yeah.
But that was pretty awesome and shit. What pissed me off was when the doctor was complaining that they couldn't get funding for it. Until he, like, instead of publishing the work, he just went directly to the New York Times and he published a story about it.
You know what this sounds like? Sounds like there's a fucking war on information.
Oh,
that guy's
God.
Living
right.
in a fucking prison plan.
All right.
Sounds to me like no one wants to really cure cancer. They just want to goddamn give the pharmaceutical companies more money so they can pump goddamn radiation into our brains and keep going back to the hospitals and the fucking pharmaceutical health complex is really what's making us sick instead of curing us, Johnny. That's what it sounds like to me.
You're trying to blow my mind?
I'm going to go find some kids with measles, shove a hypodermic needle in their neck, take those measles fucking things out, and then find a cancer patient, shove it in their neck, I'm going to start curing cancer.
I don't know if it works like that. I think you got to...
Like, I know it works like that, Johnny.
You got to culture them.
Because you just told me it did.
I'm just saying you got to culture them. I don't know how they do that. I don't think you
what?
Can just...
Am I supposed to read Shakespeare? The hell is a bunch of measles-affected blood going to be able to listen to what I'm saying to it?
I think it was a fucking noble
Jesus
thing,
Christ.
Man. You know fucking Shane Smith from Vice's mother went through that shit, so that's why... And
did she?
And he's matching. Like, if you hit, I think, 500 grand, he's going to match it.
All Shane Smith does now is just blow cash. He dropped, like...
He does it, like, very... He does it the right way, man.
At the Vice party that we talked about ad nauseum.
Yeah.
He just gave out $1 million to all the Vice staff.
Shut up. He didn't fucking do
that. Yeah, he did. Yeah, it's
when
bonus.
The fuck did they say that? And he then, gave out a bonus of a...
And then, like, he dropped, like, $300,000 on, like, a party in Vegas. Or like a dinner. Like, the guy just has nothing but money now. It's crazy.
Well, he has a lot of financial backers out of him because he's getting that message.
And he's the owner of Vice. It's worth like $1 billion.
He's like a co-founder, though. So isn't it like co-owner? Is that
him and two other guys co-founded it.
He's the majority like owner?
I think so, because one of the three founders, Gavin McInnes.
The dead?
No, he sold out his shares before they really blew up.
Dumbass. You are a dumbass. God.
That's the story I read.
I'm going to keep it G, like, with our luck, because you know how we always say shit on the show and it actually blows up and we never invest in it?
Yeah.
The one time we do, I can see one of us just, like, buying, like, this shit hits its peak, and then it just goes on for, like, millennia.
It'll be me. I'm the screw-up.
Nah, we all are, bro. Because if you do it, I'm like, Stanley says no good at that. He's white. I'll go with him.
You told me something earlier tonight that was, like, you find it weird when white people have other white friends?
Yeah, the way
out of
you,
your white friends.
Yeah,
how many white friends would you say you had?
I have a bunch.
All right, am I one of them?
Oh yeah, you all know right, that. Good. I've been to your house. You haven't been to mine.
No,
you son of a bitch.
Not going to the Bronx.
You a fucking figure. You both could eat a dick on that
I'm
one.
I'm not going.
You got yo. You matter of fact, you could walk to my house from a Yankee game, and you didn't want to do that.
No,
that makes you a piece of shit.
Yeah, I am a piece.
So
of shit.
So you would rather go take a shit in a McDonald's than come to my house? And we have baby wipes, dog.
I'm not a baby wipe guy.
No.
I like a nice dry piece of toilet paper.
Oh, God. In the summer, though, like, your ass crack is sweating hard, B.
It's fine. Well, why would you want more wetness in there? From
no, no, one? But that's just to get in it. Like, if you get that fucking wetness out of there, you might rash up, man. The baby wipes is to counteract that motherfucker.
I don't have any rash problems,
you spritz
bro.
A little bit of aloe on that motherfucker. Damn, baby. It's smooth, son.
This is getting too much.
It's a smooth wipe.
I'm gonna wipe my ass. So now, white people, you're weirded out by when white people have other white friends that you don't know?
That I know. Like, the white people I know, when they interact with their white friends, is like ridiculous. Because, like, you'll talk to me regular guy shit. But if you... I don't know if it's like a cultural thing when white people, you go like stereotypical white when you see another white guy. Oh, hey, guy. Hey, don't run too fast. No, no, run, run. It's like boyish good banter and shit.
That's weird.
Don't you don't do that shit with me? Not that I want you to, because it kind of weirds me out.
I talk crazy shit to you all the time.
No, not like that, though.
It's I've
like,
tried to order for you in restaurants.
That's fine with me. I figure that's what my white friends do. You're the only one that's done it, but I anticipate it now. It's like, hey, Charles G might order something for me.
Oh, Charles G. I heard about that guy. real quick, new Patreon patrons. Scotty G. Scotty
nice.
G, big ups. James T, big ups. I believe those are the new ones. Chris, let me know. And... we have some great new Patreon patrons. Go to patreon.com/highsocietyradio to donate to the show.
Yeah, you think that those two donors is like one guy? It might be like Craig T. Nelson or some shit.
I don't know, Johnny.
Trying
right.
to hide
they
it.
They all get big ups, though. And
they
believe
awesome
one person's getting a t-shirt.
Nice, says
to,
man.
Christian says to get me their address. And then Brunch
and
Johnny
send
will
them
personally deliver it to you.
Fuck yeah, son. You don't even got to be home for me to drop that shit off.
Yeah, Johnny will just break into your house and just stay there.
I'll just chill. I won't
wearing
even flush.
The shirt.
That's how you know I'm there. I'm like, yo, this yours, dog?
If you wear a shirt, you come to your house and the fucking window's broken. Rain going through the window. And
your
Johnny
4K
just...
might be missing if you got one.
Yeah. Oh, it'll definitely be missing. This is more like if you get a t-shirt, it's more like we trade you a t-shirt for something from your own home that we'll choose and not tell you what it is.
We don't take shit that's sentimental value because we're not cold motherfuckers.
No, no, no. We'll take a material possession.
Oh, yeah. We'll take something you should have insurance on. And if you don't, shame on you, High Society Radio listener.
Yeah, really. Everyone, get renter's insurance. How many people you think listening are renting?
Oh, probably all of them. Fuck, I rent, man. Shit. Would you get renters insurance? Like, that's some real fucking yuppie shit right there, though.
I don't know.
Renters insurance?
I don't have anything in my home worth stealing.
Nah, yo, I got my Samsung Smart TV, though. I'll kill a motherfucker. They look at that shit the wrong way. That's like my house 3000.
I guess I have some rolled up dollar bills. Could I get that? I get insurance on that.
Well, you got your Asian cats in your house, right? Those little gold things and shit?
No, I got Chanchu.
There you go.
The three-legged money toad from China.
Yeah, I didn't believe you. I can't laugh too hard because my grandma got them shits too.
Chanchu's
if you went to
awesome.
My house, you would fucking know that. Shit, I'll give you a cat if you come to my house. Those little gold, wavy motherfuckers.
That is a Maneki Neko.
There you go. You can have a Maneki Neko.
That is the beckoning cat. Most businesses.
It sounds like that linebacker from Buffalo.
Kiko Alonso? No,
there you
bro.
Go.
Maneki Neko, yeah, that's the beckoning cat. That's you'll see those things in businesses all over the place.
You man, Asian bro, I think you got some side.
I'd love to go to
on,
Japan. That'd be awesome. Go there, party.
I don't know if you want to go to Japan and party. Like you might terrorize some motherfuckers, man.
Why not? So?
I don't think they can hang with you.
Oh my god, they love me.
They'd love you, but I don't.
I'm like a big dumb giant fat American. Like, oh, what's up?
You'd be like the white crazy dude from the Kumite movie and shit.
Oh hell yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you'd be
exactly.
Ogre.
I gotta get a.
You'd be motherfucking ogre and shit in the Kumite.
Yeah, I gotta get a Harley Davidson bandana so
yeah,
I can fucking wear that shit when I'm out there.
I love those old school fighting kung fu movies with Americans in it because they made the dude mad stereotypical. He had like a name brand shit on.
Yeah, yeah, name brand shit on. He was just chugging beers before he went to go fight to the death. Like, it's crazy.
Like, he'd be a bully, but then once you kick his bully ass, you'd be lifetime friends to
exactly.
another maniac fucking Japanese dude killed him. Shout out to Bolo, because Bolo was a bad motherfucker in that movie.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's like, brick don't hit back. I'm like, oh, shit, Van Damme. How you going to win this, dog?
How you going to do this, Van Damme? You look like a bitch right now.
And then that Arab dude tried to rape that white reporter. And it was like, yo, Van Damme was kicking all kind of world ass. It was like Street Fighter before he even was guiled and shit. I was like, damn, dog.
Yeah, I rewatched that Street Fighter movie a couple of years ago.
Why?
It's not even so bad it's good. It's just really bad and depressing.
Like, Blanca didn't make sense to me. That story with him and Dawson. Dawson couldn't kick my ass, dog. Not like that. He was
no,
just
Dawson
a regular
just
doctor.
Like a, yeah, he was just like a scientist.
He's like a motherfucker you get your meds from and shit nowadays. Like, yeah.
Zangief was just like a creep.
He was retarded. I can say that, right?
No, you can't retarded. Say that, but you did. So, you know, we can't help that. Zangief was just a guy who's just trying to steal money.
He was comedic relief, except, you know, joke on everybody. It was Bison Bucks. Remember that shit?
Hell yeah.
Love Bison Bucks. Damn, bro. And then Raul Julia died, and that fucking killed my childhood.
Yeah, right. That was mad sad.
He was like fucking Gomez Papa Adams and shit.
Gomez Adams.
There you go, Gomez.
So I guess like the Adams family was kind of Spanish then. It was Gomez.
It was an interracial couple. They was just like all pale. Oh, you couldn't really tell.
Yeah, she was Angelica Houston.
I'd eat the shit out of that ass, bro.
What?
She's a classy broad, man. Like, you wouldn't eat Elvira's ass just to say you did it?
Oh, my God, Elvira. I loved Elvira when I was a kid.
Hell
I loved
yeah.
her movie.
I felt weird watching it because, like, I'm getting a boner, but I couldn't figure out why. And I was like,
why do I like her so much? Oh, wait, giant fucking pale tits.
Yeah. I remember, too, because they, I think Vampira, when we were kids, fucking sued her. And I was like an Ed Wood girl and shit. That's why I fell into, like, Ed Wood shit.
Bet you did.
No, not like that. Not like that. Oh, man.
You're listening to High Society Radio at HS Radio Show. It's just me and Johnny this week. Eventually, all three of us will be in for two shows in a row. Can't wait for that.
Mm.
What's that, Johnny?
Yeah, he got some birds in this building.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just looking downstairs
Johnny,
and
see
shit.
See that dress? The dress, the black or gold?
Come on. We
or the blue. I mean, the white or gold or blue or black dress?
I saw the blue, the black and blue dress, the domestic violence.
You see that?
And shit. Was that what that was about?
What color violence? Did you see the dress as?
So blue and black, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw white and gold, and all I right. thought everyone.
We're not going to agree. Just leave it at that. Don't.
I thought everyone was fucking with me.
Come on.
I really did see it as white and gold.
Maybe that means you have sensory deprivation problems.
Like, I know the dress is blue and black. Like, it's a blue and black dress, but from that picture, it looked white and gold to me.
Now, be honest with me, because people were saying it was like Trayvon Martin related type shit.
Yeah, because the chick in that dress, she had a gun and she got wrestled to the ground and got killed by some
Max like,
neighborhood
Mexican?
Watch guy that was at a fashion show.
Oh god! Oh shit!
She was getting she was buying some peanut M&Ms.
Damn, man!
And like, she was shot to death. In that dress.
Is America that well off where, like, in social media, that's the shit people talk about, though?
I don't know. Apparently, it was all BuzzFeed who fucking blew this thing up, and they got, like, 78 million hits or something.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
There's so much shit. Like, I didn't even see nobody talking about
it. Everyone was talking about this stupid goddamn dress by the evening.
I commented on some people's shit, but I never put my own up.
It was actually 1 week ago. It was Friday last week.
Never forget.
I'll never forget that Friday. Ever. Like... Everyone is crazy. They're saying this dress is blue and black. Well, you know what? Looks like gold and white to me. Suck. I don't know. That's what I say. I blame BuzzFeed.
They get away with a lot of shit, man. I don't think they care about their fucking quality content that they put out there, but...
I don't know. They put out a lot of crazy shit, you know?
It gets people talking, I guess.
It's constant. It's nonstop. It's just a content...
You catching up on wrestling, dog?
No, I have no idea, dude. You and Chris always just tell me what's happening.
You know the Bushwhackers are going in the Hall of Fame. No bullshit.
Oh, God.
You got wrestling fans.
Are we supposed to watch WrestleMania together?
If you want to. You want to?
It is on a Sunday. I don't know.
You want to? Yay!
I'm really drunk.
I don't want to watch it if you're drunk. You get real abusive when you get drunk.
Do I?
You get a little bit. You like to poke people when you get drunk.
When have I been abusive to you?
Not to me, because you know better, but I've seen you, like, poke and push people and shit.
When? Who am I fucking abusing them
at
drunk?
Your fucking party, you mush somebody's face into a hot dog like, Manziel, nigga. I'm like, relax.
I dropped an N-bomb, too?
Yeah, I was like, damn, dude. Johnny only had, like, one drop, man.
It was uncalled for. I apologize for where I did that.
It got a little out of hand.
I apologize for the N-bomb, also. It's embarrassing. Well, I guess I do have a drinking problem, Johnny.
Yeah, not as bad as Manziel.
I'm just
going
to stick to Molly then.
Don't OD on that shit, because apparently everybody's getting bad batches now.
Just that one school, Wesleyan.
That's fucking crazy, man. Like, I think they give him the old, like, you in a bad neighborhood, give him some roach shit and tell him it's coke kind of shit. If you figure, like, you're an upper privileged kid, you should probably know your dealer before you buy anything off of them. Like, get a sample, do it. And then, yeah, you know what? Yeah.
Well, a lot of times Molly is just, a lot of times it's bath salts.
Shut up.
Yeah, some kid who
I never heard
gave me
in
some
my
Molly
life.
Once a while ago. I saw him again. He's like, "Hey, remember that Molly we did?" I was like, "Yeah." I tested some of it. It was actually bath salts that we were doing. I was like, "Oh,
what?
That's why I ate that pomelo." I didn't tell you about that. Told that right now because I thought it was weird. I just thought I was a cannibal and a murderer. But now I'm not. I don't know how to explain to the other seven people I did that to. But that first one, yeah, that was because of the bath salts you gave me.
Yo, whatever happened to that dude that got his ace fate and shit? Face Aiden.
I think he got a new face.
But that's not normal.
No, it's not normal. It looks like to a picture.
But I'm saying, like, they need to improve that technology. Because you're like a pulled back rubber when your face is like that.
I know the.
It's like a dickhead poking through it.
They released a picture of his face after the eating.
Like, if you saw him, you'd stare. You wouldn't want to talk to him, but you'd stare at him, wouldn't you?
It wouldn't matter because he doesn't have any eyeballs.
Fuck out of here. That's not a face, man. What?
Just meat.
No.
It's just meat with a hole in the.
Oh, God.
Lower middle. It's not funny. I don't know why you're laughing. You're a dick.
Yeah, you bullshit me. Like, his eyes didn't get in. What the fuck happened to his eyes,
no,
man?
The guy ate his eyeballs.
No, he fucking didn't.
The fucking guy was high on bath salts.
He ate his, like, nose or some shit and bit a chunk.
Have you done bath salts?
I don't have the
courage. Well, guess what? I have. You're talking to someone who has. And when I'm on bath salts, all I want to do is just fucking dig eyeballs out of people's heads and eat them.
Oh,
so,
fuck that, man.
When you do some bath salts and you kill and eat someone,
ew,
you fucking come back to me and tell me that I'm wrong.
I'm living my life, son. I'm having that Taz. I'm good with what I eat for now.
You should have a nice rail of bath salts right next to you. She's like, I'm going to snort this and then I'll need a steak. And then
that steak will be a lot more intense than what it's going through right now. I'm like digesting this shit.
I'm going to open up a store called Tad's Human Faces.
Not at all related to Tad Steaks, which is delicious. And we might host a High Society Radio dinner after our dollar pizza party.
That would be a very strange dinner.
That'd be awesome, man. We get some 22, some cheesecake, if you've earned it.
Oh, they have cheesecake there?
Oh, yeah. They got apple pie. They got a chocolate mousse cake, which is just really chocolate devil's cake. I'm not stupid.
You don't let them screw you over.
I was like, don't fucking tell me that's pecan pie. That's a roach in my apple pie, man.
Whoa. Oh, man, dude. This has been a crazy evening, huh?
It's been fun. We surviving a fucking storm.
Yeah, that was a crazy storm. I hear this is the last storm, though. This is the last.
Yeah.
The last hit of winter. And now it's going to be great. It's going to be,
really,
50
next
really
week.
Really hot summer.
I went outside in shorts, and when it's 33, I'm like, yo, this shit is all right, bro. Let my balls breathe a little bit.
I want to hear about your balls. I understand. We're men. We have balls. They need to breathe. I just don't want to have you tell me about them.
I've got big balls.
What?
Hey, bro, you know that song. You like to sing that shit when you get drunk, right?
No, I don't.
You guys, every white boy has a go-to song when y'all get drunk.
I'm sorry. I'm not your average white boy, Johnny.
I could have tell in that hallway when we were coming into your building. Hey, run, guy, run.
You are so fucking weird around white people.
I'm regular around people. Don't say that shit. You're weird around white people.
No, I'm not.
I'm odd. How the fuck am I odd around white people?
Because you're coming up with this crazy paranoid shit.
It's not crazy paranoid. You did that shit. So you've never, like, met a white person, did some extra shit, and I called. It's not the first time I've called you on shit either, because you've done shit.
I act exactly the same with everyone.
No, you do not. If fucking Fager was here, he would agree with me. You do like, and we've heard it on like that podcast we did that time, where you go into white guy voice and shit, but you do it in real life.
What do you mean? You're what like, other podcast?
Well, me and him did some shit over the holidays. We did like a 30-minute joint.
Uh-huh.
And we just were going through old clips of shows and shit. And you used to do a voice when you were doing a white guy voice, which you didn't really need to because, you know, you're fucking white. But it was extra honky white. And you do that shit when you meet actual real white people.
This is crazy. We have to play it. Next week, we'll play it.
Well, yeah.
You guys need to
Fago get the clips
You guys
shit.
Need to describe it to me.
Because you go like, oh, boy, da-da-da-da-da. You do like a Matt Foley shit where your arms, you live by the river type shit.
I'm not ripping off Matt Foley and Bob Odenkirk.
Ah, oh, man, that's Melissa McCarthy's whack ass.
Come on, she's funny.
She's funny, but that SNL 40 shit was terrible.
I enjoyed the SNL 40.
I don't know why Eddie Murphy was catching shit for it, man. Like, it wasn't a
Probably
fucking one.
Black, right, Johnny?
dance for the white man.
I didn't fucking
You're obsessed
say
with race.
I didn't
can't
say
fucking
that.
Deal with it every week.
I never said
every
that
week
at all.
It's whites versus blacks versus
I never
Hispanics.
Said that. Don't
I can't said deal with it.
Tracy Morgan.
We have to fucking
there
do something different on the show every week, dude.
They couldn't via satellite Tracy Morgan. I guess Jews is a race, right? That's all they had
it's
on there.
It's a religion, dude. God damn it.
Bill Murray killed it.
Bill Murray's the greatest person alive. Everyone knows that.
I can't say greatest.
He's like Jesus.
I'd put him
between
right?
him.
He's
and, like Jesus.
I'd say him and John Goodman. The only reason I say Goodman is because Goodman should have died 10 years ago. And
who,
he's still
Goodman
going should've? Strong. He's always been in bad shape.
He's
like
a
that's
big
what.
Man, so?
No, but I'm saying, like, when you see a guy like that, you can kind of call bullshit on somebody that says, well, you need to lose the weight or you'll die. Fucking John Goodman's like, what, 60?
I think he's probably older than 60.
Fuck, look at that. And he's still fucking bringing out the hits, man. He's hanging with George Clooney and Matt Damon and all of them. He don't
I
give
think
a
anyone
fuck.
Wants to hang out with John Goodman. It's John Goodman. He's the man. He's hysterical.
Yeah, man. He was a pretty badass blues brother. I liked him as a blues brother.
Oh, yeah?
He was all right.
He is 65. No, wait, no. Hold on. I can't do math. Hold on. 50. It's... He's born in 90, he's 62. Excuse me.
It's not a bad. It's still pretty good for a man his size. He's not on TLC talking about excess skin and shit.
I guess not.
He got
no
bitches blowing. He did some like crazy. He was a Louisiana gangster in the Tommy Lee Jones movie. And he had like some broad that looked really too young for the part. Like just pole dancing.
It's the that's the best kind of actress.
But it was like weird because he's like, yeah, this could be your daughter. But he did like a horrible New Orleans accent. Like, damn, John Goodman. You just need that chicken money, dog.
Why you gotta hate on John Goodman? You started off saying nice things about him. Now you're
I'm
running
just saying,
him down.
That was a terrible role he chose. I'm not saying everything's gonna be great. Like,
I'm sorry. Fucking what roles have you chosen lately?
I've chosen a bunch.
No, you're lying.
I was the drunk cowboy at Tad's Steakhouse tonight. And
that's
a lot of
not
people
a role.
It.
That's a real life problem. Don't you fucking tell me any different, Bronx Johnny.
That's a good time is what that is.
Can't be. You can't stop shitting.
You know what, though? I'm losing weight. Technically, I ate like 3 pounds of whatever meat that was they gave me, and I'm losing 10. So it's like fucking paying for itself.
This is terrible. Your lifestyle is getting worse and worse.
It
that's
is
coming
little
from me, dude.
Yeah, that's a little scary.
I used to do bath salts all the time.
Just go straight for the fucking eyeballs and shit.
Yeah. Just get a fucking shoehorn. That's what I would use. I get a shoehorn.
Just use your thumb.
No. I want this to be clean. I get a shoehorn and I just shove it in between the eyeball and the eye socket.
Eesh.
Slide it in till you hit the back of the socket, and then just fucking leverage that eyeball out. Cut the fucking cord that goes from the brain to the eyeball.
That doesn't sound fun.
Or I'll just bite it off most of the time. Like it's a placenta, nothing, you know, like the umbilical cord.
There's nothing appetizing.
I do that sometimes. I just wander into the natal units, and I just like, hey, you having a baby? Pop the baby out. They're like, here, I got it. You don't need those scissors. I'll just bite the cord.
I just had an image
of
you.
I bite the cord, and then I leave.
I just got an image of you picking up a fish body, but then when you bring it to your face, it's a human skull, and he's just sucking out the eyeball.
I don't do that. I told you, I use a shoehorn.
I think
jam it into the fucking skull.
I think you can suck
pop it out.
I'm pretty sure, like, a man your size could probably suck out an eyeball, bro.
What are you talking about?
I think you can suck an eyeball out of somebody's
was
skull.
You trying to run me down like I'm John Goodman?
No,
huh?
Man.
Because you're a fattest. This is
no,
what
I'm
you
not
are.
I pipe mad fat bitches, and they know that shit, too.
Well, you better not try to sleep with me, because if that's your type, I feel uncomfortable. Right now.
You get it, so don't get fooled,
no,
bro.
No, that's that is fuck. That is a you are stepping over the line, Brock Johnny. I don't like where this situation's going.
Shit, man.
I'm never drinking with you again.
You can't hang anymore anyway, son. You just get wrapped up in your man's Zelda and shit. You no fun no more, bro.
How am I not any fun?
You just start rambling about Manziel and white man problems. I don't want to hear that
I'm
shit.
Like, yeah, it's like fucking I got a job and I'm paying taxes. This
it's
is
like,
terrible.
Yo, there's not enough mayonnaise in the world for this big boy.
I've never said oh, I probably have said that.
I can't fucking stay. I ordered fucking lunch today, and they gave me mayo on my shit. I was tight.
What? Mayonnaise is good.
No, it's not good for you, man. Like, come on.
Come on. It's not good for you. I'm Brown Johnny. White people talk differently than me.
No, you do. You make that shit explicitly clear when you go into white boy character.
I'm Brown Johnny. Boo-hoo.
Give me a fucking break.
Oh, man.
So glad this show's over tonight.
Oh. Damn, that went by quick.
Yeah, sure it did. For you.
Not for me. I hear you're running down John Goodman.
I wasn't really running him down.
You're running down
props.
White people in general?
Not at all. All of those white
what?
Angels are Patreon subscribers. So shout out to white people.
Shout out to white people.
I don't think
awesome.
We have anybody of minority that donates to Patreon. Surprise,
hey,
surprise, right?
If you're a minority, donate to our Patreon account. Patreon.com/High Society Radio. Even if it's a penny, a dime,
don't
a nickel.
A dollar.
I don't care.
If it was a dollar.
Even if it was $400 a month.
That'd be nice.
Drop it, brah.
Pay for your goddamn dollar slice, you sons of bitch.
It's coming soon.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
Summertime, probably.
Yeah, summertime dollar pizza party. We'll do it in Bushwick. I just decided that.
All right. Not gonna do it at my crib. We could do that at my crib. I can host.
No one wants to come to the Bronx, Johnny.
Get some nice finger foods.
Forgot about that. I never even went to that party.
Yeah, neither did I. We were pieces of shit.
I felt really bad. I threw my back out. I couldn't make it. I wanted to go so badly. I couldn't
make
it.
Can't be twerking at your age, son.
You know, you told me that before I started twerking, and I said, screw you.
And you learned, right?
Not really. Not really, BXJ. Oh. Yeah, so our Instagram account is... you took pictures of it? You should put it on the Instagram account.
Yeah, I'm going to put that on the Instagram account.
All right. Instagram.com/High Society Radio.
Shout out to Lynda.com.
Lynda.com/High Society Radio. Learn things.
Learn anything.
At HS Radio Show's Twitter account. That's where you get all of our updates. And actually, just from, those are all. Oh, and there's going to be a special content. Chris had an interview with the person who wrote the Spirit Molecule.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up this weekend.
That'll be on
probably.
Saturday. That'll be on Saturday. That's some extra content. Chris is laying down some more interviews
for our Patreon subscribers.
Is it just for the Patreon subscribers?
I believe so.
I think it's for everybody, Johnny.
All right. Hey, we're not discriminating now. Nice.
It's for everybody. Shout out to the subreddit. Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio.
Word up.
Shout out to those guys because they're the best.
Everybody's the best.
See, you can't say everyone's the best because some people are assholes.
But they're the best assholes.
And I want people who are assholes to think they're good. I don't want to lie to them.
Shit.
So those are our plugs. Patreon.com/High Society Radio. Blah, 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 blah. Right? More like radio.com. Right?
Shout out to Hippo Juice and Royce and the whole gang.
Yeah. Big ups. That's it for us. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Peace.
Must say goodbye.